Welcome back to another episode of the Playbook Podcast with your host, Kyle Stone, other host,
Garrett Burkle.
So, Garrett, Colts played yesterday. I don't think anybody really enjoyed watching that game. I mean, the game itself was boring up until, I guess, the end if you're a Washington fan. But overall, terrible performance from the Indianapolis Colts.
Yep, it was very disappointing. I didn't really get to watch the game. I was working, but I did watch some of the replays of it and highlights and whatnot. And I just can't believe you had Tariq Glenn's, he got into the Ring of Honor. So you had like Marvin Harrison,
Peyton Manning,
Edgerrin James, a whole bunch of those guys back, Dallas Clark, et cetera, and you lose.
Yeah, it was just to the terrible game overall. You know, at halftime it was 7-3. It was a snooze fest. It's not fun watching them play. There's no players that I was excited to watch Sam Ehlinger in his quarterback debut as an Indianapolis Colt, and he did great. In all honesty, he was probably our best player on offense. He had that one fumble where he tried to tuck it and just take the sack, and it popped out. Unlucky. It's his first game. That's pretty excusable there. But he had some, I feel like, five or six just terrific throws. He evaded pressure well in the pocket, which we've seen previously this season Matt Ryan has not been able to do. So it's really cool seeing him there. But other than that, nobody really did amazing. I mean, Shaq Leonard in his first game back had an interception, but I think I could have intercepted that ball. I mean, Taylor Heinicke, I don't know what he was thinking. He threw it up in like triple coverage. Yeah, I mean, during the play, his wide receiver threw up his hands in the air. Like, what are you doing? So, I mean, yeah, Sam played well, but not really anybody else. Did you see what Kenny Moore tweeted after the game?
I did. It was very interesting.
He deleted it after.
Yeah, I think he's on the trade block for sure.
I think he should be. I mean,
yeah,
you can at this point in his career, coming off a Pro Bowl season, I know he hasn't been great this season, but you can probably still get something out of him.
Right, right.
The tweet he said, he ended up deleting it afterward. He said, "I still love you, Indy. I'm ride or die this way. It's only unconditional from me, but I understand it doesn't have to go both ways. Cold world. Love." And why would he say cold world there?
I don't know. I was gonna ask.
He hasn't been playing
means.
Good. I mean, it just means that like, I guess he had a good season. Wow. I mean, he had one good season.
So he's probably gone then.
I guess I don't know if they'd sell, because this management through the years has been very delusional into thinking that they're contenders and competitors.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they refuse to ever blow it up or change anything. So I could see them doing nothing at the trade deadline because they're too ignorant to do anything, and they're too ignorant to realize they're not a good football team and you need to turn it around. And I've always stayed optimistic with the Colts. But after this week, you're not making the playoffs.
Nope.
You're going to be a 7-9 win team. And you're going to get a mid-round draft pick that could be decent. But, like, blowing it up at this point would just be so much better.
Yep, it would be, but they're not going to. Just
exactly.
For the fact, you know, they think they're contenders for some reason. Next year, you're probably bringing another washed-up quarterback and whatnot.
I'm the only thing I'm excited to watch the rest of the season is how good Sam Ehlinger will do, because there is a realistic chance. I mean, in his quarterback debut, a former sixth-round pick, in his second year in the league, he played very good for a debut like that. And with the O-line that he has, he played very well. So there's a very good chance he's your future at quarterback.
I don't think there's a chance.
I think there is.
I don't think there is.
The players believe in him. The coaches do. I mean, I don't think Frank Reich will be along with him.
Oh, Reich doesn't believe in him, or he would have started at least before he did this season. So
I don't know.
I don't think Reich believes in him. But that's here nor there. And then what did Jim Irsay say again? You told me before hopping on here. It was about the job security.
Oh, yeah. He said it was before the game, and he was talking about how, like, him and Ballard and Reich are in a really good spot, and that he'd be looking forward to giving them another year after this year, which is crazy to me.
That's wild.
I mean, if I get letting him ride the year out, because it's weird if you, I mean, it's kind of just tough if you fire a head coach midseason. I get if you let it ride it out the rest of the year, but if you don't make the playoffs this year, if you don't have some crazy comeback, which they won't, I'm not saying they will, they won't. We're going to miss the playoffs. But unless that happens, you got to fire him. I don't care in what way. Frank Wright has, I mean, he's not been able to beat the Titans. He's not been able to win the division. He hasn't won a single playoff game. Neither has Ballard. You know, I'm not.
They did Ballard. Their first year, but again, that was probably mostly Andrew Luck.
Yeah, that 2018 year. That was about it, though. And that was all Andrew Luck. And you don't have Andrew Luck anymore to carry you, and now the flaws are showing. So
yep, you're exactly right.
I want to just go over the game though a little bit. So, like I said, at halftime it was 7-3, pretty boring game overall. You had chances overall in the game. You had two chances in the red zone. You fumbled both of them. One Sam Ehlinger, one Jonathan Taylor. The Sam Ehlinger one, it is what it is. It's his first game, but JT's been in this league. It's his third year. Coming off one of the greatest running back seasons of all time. And he's just looked horrible this season. And I get it, his O-line's not great. But if you're a top-tier running back, your O-line shouldn't really affect you like that.
That's true. That's true. But I don't think he's a top-tier running back, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think after this. I mean, after last year, he was maybe the best. But now, I don't know.
Yep.
And then... But anyways, the Colts got it down to the 1 yard line in the third quarter, really like 2 inches away from the goal line. Pittman was just short for a touchdown. And you run it up the middle to JT and it gets stuffed. You have to take a field goal. You're up 9-7. So you would have liked to get a touchdown there and it just didn't happen. Shaquille Leonard gets an interception, like I said earlier. And then you had a touchdown that drive. And you're up 16-7 in the fourth quarter. And for whatever reason in the world, Gus Bradley decides that he's not gonna rush anybody anymore. He's going to play conservative soft zones when throughout the whole game you've only allowed 7 points. One of the best defensive performances of the season. But Gus Bradley decides, hey, let's let him get 5-10 yards every play. And then let's just let him drive down and score. Let's not rush anybody when it's been... That's been one of your keys to the game throughout the whole game. Now, they didn't get many sacks, but they put pressure on Taylor Heinicke, and under pressure, Taylor Heinicke made a lot of mistakes. Either through a pick, through a bad incompletion. He didn't have time for anything downfield to happen. But no, we don't rush anybody, and we saw that that's the reason you lost the game.
Yep, it was just very disappointing.
And Stephon Gilmore got mossed at the end of the game. That's just on him. That's a great play by Terry McLaurin.
Yep, and McLaurin, in my opinion, is one of the most underrated receivers.
Oh, yeah,
he's
a great receiver.
But, yeah, you can't get, you know.
I mean, and you're a veteran cornerback in Stephon Gilmore, and it's like that was just inexcusable because it was like a curl route, and Stephon Gilmore let Terry McLaurin just run, like, during the play, turn around, run to the end zone, and then, to make matters worse, just got absolutely mossed.
Yep. Yeah.
So I think the game overall is on play calling, which every game that you lose is on play calling with Frank Wright. And then, but I think the main key of the game, which it was really on Gus Bradley. He has disappointed me, to say the least, as defensive coordinator. The fact that he plays Brandon Facyson over Isaiah Rodgers is absolutely crazy to me. But I just don't know what direction they're heading in.
Yeah, it really is a mystery. I mean, again, I don't know if they blow it all up. I don't think they will.
They won't. And I don't even, like, I know we say we'd like that to maybe happen. Some fans would. But realistically, that's probably not the right way to go because you do still have talent on the team.
Yeah, but I don't know how far you're going to get with a rookie quarterback either.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So I don't think you bring in another veteran, but
Sam Ehlinger, obviously is going to ride the rest of the season. That would give him almost a year under his belt. If he plays good, I'd keep him next season. There's no reason, especially with this next quarterback class, you're not getting Bryce Young or Stroud. I was high on Levis after that Tennessee game. I'm not as high on him. I'll still always be a fan of him, and I hope the best for him. And I think he can turn it around. But he played a great team in Tennessee and played horrible. And Tennessee, going into this game, was the second worst pass defense in all of football, and Levis just had, like, three picks.
Yeah, I was about to say Tennessee is not, you know, a defensive team.
Yeah, and he played terrible, so.
The good thing about Tennessee is they can go down and outscore teams. That's the reason they're one of the best teams in the country.
And they have Hendon Hooker doing that. So if Sam Ehlinger doesn't do great, I'd look at getting Hendon Hooker and maybe late first, early second. I'd look at it. I mean,
he's more of a college quarterback than he is.
Yeah,
a quarterback.
I do think that as well. But you know, there's potential there with his deep ball. But I think regardless, you ride out with Sam Ehlinger. You're not going to get high enough pick to get a top tier guy in this draft. So
yeah,
I would just ride out with Sam Ehlinger, and he.
I think at some point in the season, I don't think Ehlinger will be as good as he was this week, so I think at one point in the season you're going to throw in Foles there and see what happens.
I don't think that would be a terrible move, unless you're at a point in the season where you can still make the playoffs. That'd be a terrible move. There's no reason to play Foles or Ryan at all for the rest of the season because you want to develop Ehlinger, and you want to at that point in the season you'd probably want to lose games. In all honesty,
yes, yeah.
So that's why I'm glad they started Ehlinger, because what's there to lose?
No, I get what you're saying.
Absolutely nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know what direction the Colts are headed in. They play at New England next week, and it'd be such a Colts thing to go in and win that game, be 4-4-1, have no future, have a mid draft pick this year. So guess we'll see what happens next week. But it's just tough watching them play football.
Oh, yeah, it really is. It's very sad, too, honestly. So,
I mean, going into this year, they had a lot of talent on the depth chart, a lot of expectations for them to win, and it's just coming up short.
Yep.
So I'll go over just some other NFL games, just maybe some positive games. We had the Ravens beat the Buccaneers on Thursday Night Football. I think I called that. I think I said they would win that game. The Buccaneers just aren't a good football team. They're not first in the NFC South anymore. It's the Falcons.
No, it's the Panthers.
No, the Falcons beat the Panthers.
Did they end up beating them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go over that game in a sec. But yeah, the Broncos beat the Jags in London, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Russ actually played pretty well. Good to see there. I don't think the Broncos will do anything. I still think they should trade Jerry Jeudy at the deadline and Bradley Chubb. We'll see what happens there. And then the Falcons beat the Panthers. Now, this game was absolutely crazy. I didn't watch the whole game, but I turned on Fox to watch the Colts game, and they were showing the end of the Panthers-Falcons game because the game before ended early or whatever. And it was like 34-27, I believe. And the Panthers had the ball about 30 seconds left. And with about like 20-something seconds left, P.J. Walker rolls out left out of the pocket, throws an absolute dime 60-yard pass to DJ Moore, who catches it in double coverage. And it wasn't like even a moss. It was just perfectly led, dropped in the breadbasket, and they score. But DJ Moore, after he scored, took off his helmet, which is a no-no. That's a 15-yard penalty applied on the PAT. It was a 48-yard PAT, and the kicker missed it, Eddie Pinheiro. So it went to overtime. But the Panthers had another chance. Marcus Mariota threw a pick to C.J. Henderson. They had a 33-yard field goal to win it in overtime, and Eddie Pinheiro missed again. And then the Yikes. Falcons went down. Younghoe hit a 41-yard field goal to win it for them. So I feel good for Panthers fans, or Falcons fans, I mean, because
they got rid of Matt Ryan.
Well, yeah, but I just feel good for Falcons fans because they've dealt with so many games where this team has choked for them, and they almost did this game, but luckily they win. I think that kept a lot of sanity for the Falcons fans.
Yeah.
I couldn't go through that personally, losing a Super Bowl like that. So.
Yep.
Then the Cowboys beat the Bears. I think Justin Fields actually played pretty good in this game. It was 49-29. Liked what I saw out of Justin Fields, though, on a really good pass defense with the Cowboys.
Lost by 20 points, though.
Oh, yeah, but that's really just on the Bears' defense. I mean, putting up 29 points against that defense is all the offense can really do.
That's true.
The Dolphins beat the Lions 31-27. The Lions were up, I believe, 10 in the fourth quarter, and then they just choked the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill specifically popped off. He did really well.
Yeah, Hill's one of the best receivers in the league.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's for all the doubters who thought he would be really bad with Tua. Yeah. The Vikings beat the Cardinals 34-26. It's actually, you know the joke about Kyler Murray and Call of Duty?
Yeah.
How he's something on, what, like, Owen something on double XP weekends?
Yeah.
And Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 just dropped, and he lost. So that's kind of funny. I think Patrick Peterson scored a touchdown. I don't know if it was a pick six or whatever. Maybe he was just celebrating. But he was, like, doing video game stuff or video game celebration. Then post-game, he was, like, they were asking him what it was about or what he was playing. He was like, oh, I think Call of Duty. I'm like, it's pretty funny.
That is
kind of trolling them. The Raiders had an absolutely pathetic performance against the Saints. They lost 24-0. And the Raiders didn't get past midfield until their very last drive of the game.
Yikes.
I mean, imagine watching that game as a fan. There's no way anybody watched that entire game.
No, that's too bad. They didn't even hit the red zone all game.
And there's just a disappointment for the Raiders. Yo. You go out and get Davante Adams, and you're terrible. You're worse than last season. So, the Patriots beat the Jets 22-17. Much-needed win for the Patriots to keep their playoff hopes alive. And Zach Wilson once again played terrible. He's not a good quarterback. He's not.
Yep.
In those four wins that he had this season, where he had four, he like came back from injury and it was 4-0. He didn't do anything in those games. And
yeah, it's mostly the
got
defense.
Overrated. It's mostly Sauce Gardner. But yeah. I mean, the 2021 draft class really isn't that good. Trey Lance, I mean, he still has potential to be good, but he tore his ACL.
He's always hurt.
Yeah, Zach Wilson was terrible. Mac Jones is terrible. I would say he's terrible. Who else was in that draft class? Justin Fields.
Yep.
Justin Fields has potential still because he's in a bad situation, but as of now, he hasn't had a great career so far.
Yep.
The Eagles beat the Steelers 35-13 in a game that A.J. Brown, I think, scored three touchdowns.
Oh, he was great.
And unfortunately, I benched him in fantasy on accident. I forgot to send my lineup. I still won by like 60 because I'm that guy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, would have probably put up near 200 if I would have started A.J. Brown. Yeah, he had six receptions, 156 yards, three touchdowns.
Yeah, he looked really good out there.
Yeah. And then the Titans won 17-10 in Malik Willis's debut. He was 6-for-10 for 55 yards and one interception. They did not throw the ball at all. They had 32 rushes to Derrick Henry, 219 yards, two touchdowns. Still can't believe I traded him away in fantasy.
Yeah.
Haunts me to this day.
Best back in the league. Still is. So.
Yeah. I mean, can't believe I thought he was worse than Jonathan Taylor.
Yep.
Then we already went over it. Commanders beat the Colts 17-16. The 49ers beat the Rams 31-14 on the road. The Rams are just bad. They're a bad football team.
Jimmy Garoppolo in the regular season is 8-0 versus the Rams, which I was
kind
of shocked.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey, who's a running back, had a passing touchdown, receiving touchdown, and a rushing touchdown.
He did that at Stanford, too, a couple times.
It's the first time in the NFL, though, to happen since 2005, which
pretty
is
cool.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
The Seahawks beat the Giants 27-13. They continue to impress. I have no idea why they're good. Geno Smith decided to be a top five quarterback before the season.
Good for
which
him.
Which is on it. I mean, yeah, good for him, but like, I don't think anybody could have expected that.
No, even when you guys were harshing on Geno towards the beginning of the season, I didn't think, you know, he would be.
There's like,
as
and
good
it,
as
it's
he
not
is.
Even a fluke. I mean, he's making just great throws week in and week out. And I don't even know what the Seahawks do after the season. Do you keep him?
Yeah, you keep him. Yeah, why not?
He's old.
That's true, but again, I mean, if he's this productive, you keep
him. It depends
him.
What happens in the playoffs. This season,
they'll probably ship him off to the Colts, and he'll be okay for the Colts.
No.
That's what's going to happen.
No. The Bills beat the Packers 27-17. Packers fall to 3-5. Bills, I believe they're 6-1 now.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they're 6-1.
Who is their one loss to, the Bills?
The Dolphins.
The Dolphins, okay.
Yeah,
the Bills continue to impress. People were saying they were overrated after that Dolphins game.
Yeah.
But Bills look pretty good.
Yep. And then the Bengals go on the road against the Browns on Monday Night Football tonight. Browns desperately need a W in this one.
I think Cincinnati should win.
Yeah, but those are always pretty good games against Bengals and the Browns.
Both those teams, the rivals. So yeah,
so should be interesting. Before we hop off the podcast, I got to ask one question. If you had to pick a Super Bowl matchup right now, who would it be?
Probably Bills and the Eagles. And that's like the popular pick, I know, but
I don't think so.
Who are you picking then?
I think I'd still pick the Bills in the AFC, but I'd pick the Vikings in the NFC.
That's true.
And I'll mention it every week for however long I want. I'm so proud of myself for that Vikings pick. I picked them 13-4 on our show before the season started. And a lot of people, I don't know if you guys said, but a lot of people called me crazy for that. Said, no, the Packers are going to win. I'm like, the Packers don't have receivers at all. So, yeah, the Vikings continue to impress.
What you have the Colts going, just out of curiosity?
11-5, winning the division.
I think
you had them making the playoffs.
I had them making the playoffs, like 10-6.
I think Landon had them around 12-5. No, I had them 12-5. I forgot about the...
That's crazy, 12-5.
I forgot about... I think I did, yeah. But before the season, they had a lot of talent on the books. And almost all of the analysts out there were picking them to win the division. So I feel like it's not a crazy pick at that point. But, yeah, looking back at it, it's really bad.
Yeah. But, oh, well. Yeah, it's what it is being a Colts fan. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway, so don't know what episode this is, but that was just yet another episode of the Playbook Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. We haven't been here for a couple weeks. Haven't posted a podcast in a couple weeks.
Good to be back.
Good to be back and signing out from Ben Davis Studio.